Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728. You're listening to DSRadio.net. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Peter Baker. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to Dollars and Cents. I hope you're having a wonderful November. Man, is it cold. It is November the 20th, and on the news, you're seeing all the snow up in the Northeast in Buffalo. And I'm in the Southeast in the Carolinas, and man, it's down below 27, 25 we've had. We've had to definitely get out the fireplace or heat it up and get it going to knock the chill off the house. It is just cold, cold, cold. Thanksgiving is coming up. I hope you have got some great plans to spend it with the people that you love and friends and family and those that you want to be around. For me and my business, ACA is going on, the Affordable Care Act, i.e. Obamacare. And so far, I just wanted to give you an update of what I'm seeing. It's sort of what we saw at the first of the enrollment last year or the beginning of this year. Of course, healthcare.gov has got all kinds of problems still, at least on the agent portal side. I don't know how it's going for the consumer side, but for the agent portal side, it's been very difficult to work with. But we are able to get people in. It's just taking longer than usual. I've got a lot of people that are wanting to opt out of ACA because once they see some of the premiums, they don't qualify for the tax credits necessarily. And because of that, well, the insurance is high. Quite frankly, this law really picks winners and losers. And I hate to say it, but that's just sort of the way it is. You've got people that if you're middle income or above, if you're fairly healthy, and when I say fairly healthy, you can have diabetes, you can have high blood pressure. That's still fairly healthy when it comes to regular coverage. But for those with chronic illness, for those who are 25,000 under, man, the ACA is somewhere you're going to want to be. You can have unlimited wellness and sickness visits. You've got all of these benefits that comes with it. You have an affordable premium because your tax credits are offsetting the high premiums that it otherwise would be. But for everyone else, for about 78-80% of the people so far, we're running the numbers of people we're dealing with, they are going to be better off in a non-compliant plan. And what that means is non-ACA plan. Why is ACA so expensive? Well, number one, you can't be turned down. So you can have stage four terminal cancer. And, you know, I think that's a good thing. I think we can all agree people that want insurance, want to buy insurance, should be able to get insurance. But that, along with maternity, mental health, no limitations on wellness and sickness visits, you add all that up, it creates a very expensive insurance plan. And because of that, it costs a lot. So therefore, a lot of people, if you're the typical entrepreneur like people I deal with that don't necessarily go to the doctor that often except for, you know, ears, nose, throat, allergy or a checkup, you know, your yearly or bi-yearly checkup, you just want something to sort of maintain your health, make sure everything's going well. And then if something, God forbid, happens, you've got coverage. For the lion's share of people that are in that and are buying insurance simply to mitigate the risk, the financial risk, that they could come into contact with if they don't have it. ACA is just terrible. Here's the reason why. The bronze plans that a lot of people are getting and they're qualified for have high deductibles, and then they have high copays, and then the premiums are high. I ran a quote for someone yesterday. Of course, they didn't qualify for a tax credit. They had a bronze plan, which is a $5,000 deductible, maximum pocket. Out of pocket was another $6,000, a higher premium. Net, when we ran the numbers, they were literally paying $12,000 before they ever seen any benefits. So it's just sort of, you know, crazy. Well, how would that even benefit anyone? Well, if that same person was chronically ill at the doctors a lot, was going to run up thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills because of some major illness, chronic illness, then yeah, then all of a sudden that $12,000 extra that they're spending is small in comparison to what otherwise would be spent. So that's why I say the winners and losers in this is it, the winners in ACA, i.e. Obamacare, are going to be people that are chronically ill or sick or poor, or I should say below the, not minimum wage, but below the national poverty line. And that's what it's set up on. So it's because it's on a scale based on where you're at on the poverty line with your income. So, you know, you just gotta, you gotta weigh this thing out. So what we've done, we've put together a webinar that we're doing, and I want to invite you to it. When we get back from the break, I want to tell you about what we're going to be covering. Cause a lot of people want to know, well, how can I opt out of Obamacare? Because it is so expensive. I'm not getting the benefits that the plan would offer other people. And I'm trying to look out for what is best for my interest. We have developed a webinar specifically for folks who want to opt out and don't have to pay heavy penalties. So when we get back from the break, I'm going to talk to you about what's going to be in that webinar and how you can attend.
Health insurance has become a political football here lately. And like everything else, when politics are involved, the truth becomes more and more difficult to receive and perceive. Now a free guide is available at myfreehealthguide.com that will give you the facts on every available plan on and in the marketplace. Your health and your family's are too important for you not to get the facts for yourself. Don't allow politicians to push or pull you from or to the health coverage you may or may not need. Get an unbiased, non-political guide on how you can save 40 to 90% off on both private and public health plans and even eliminate any deductibles. Go to www.myfreehealthguide.com to get this free information for yourself and start making the best decisions for you and your family today. MyFreeHealthGuide.com.
You're listening to DSRadio.net.
Proper life insurance can save you and your loved ones from financial hardship that an untimely death can have. No one wants to see their loved ones suffer. Protecting your loved ones with life insurance can save them from financial catastrophe in a time that is already very painful. Go to freelifequote.net, that's freelifequote.net, and shop out your rate now with over 40 of the top insurance companies around. With shopping your rate out through freelifequote.net, you are guaranteed the lowest rate, with the most coverage from high-ranked and reputable insurance carriers. Take 2 minutes and find out how affordable life insurance can be at freelifequote.net. That's freelifequote.net.
You're listening to Dollars and Cents. And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
So if you would like to attend this free webinar, we've only got so many seats. To be honest with you, we're only offering this to the first 50 that sign up. So you have to sign up, and then we're going to have a little bit of overage because we know if 70 people sign up, 50 people will come. So we're actually going up to the first 70, but we only have seats for 50. So that's the setup right now. Now, if you want to attend this free informational webinar, it's going to go about 30, maybe 40 minutes. It's going to be on this coming Tuesday, November the 24th at 11 a.m. Here's all you got to do. Doesn't cost you anything. Nobody's going to be trying to pitch anything. Just going to give you the options. Go to opt out. Health plan. That's optouthealthplan.com. If you go to optouthealthplan.com, it's going to take you to a particular page on my site. You're going to put in your email address, your first name, last name, and that's it. you're going to get your seat reserved. And then what it'll do, it'll shoot you back an email saying, here's your login. We use GoToMeeting for all of our webinars. So that's the software that you'll need to have on your computer, which I don't even think nowadays you even have to download it. If you're on the road, if you're traveling, of course, if you got a smartphone, you can get the GoToMeeting through Citrix on your smartphone to attend this webinar. But I'm telling you, even if you want to go into ACA, and we offer ACA, you definitely want to check out what your options are, because for many, many, many people, so far, 78% of the people we're talking to, when we run the numbers, show them what their tax credits will be, even if they qualify for tax credit, when we compare it to what they're getting, some of them even for free, the free plan's costing you. Well, how's it costing you? Well, deductibles, co-pays, co-insurances, and all those various scenarios that are put in these plans, by the time you pay all that out of pocket, you just have to weigh out, is it worth it? And some of the things we're going to be going over is, number one, how do you opt out of ACA? That is the Obamacare with no penalties. Because the biggest thing people are scared of is these penalties. What's it going to cost me? We're going to show you what the penalties are, what they are not, what's political about them, and what's non-political about them. I mean, there's sort of a scare campaign from both sides. The left wants you to be intimidated so that you will go into the plan. The right wants you to be aggravated, frustrated, because they don't like the healthcare plan at all. Now, you know, I've got my own political persuasion, but I'm trying to come from this from just a non-political, you know, money, X's and O's. Here's how you save money. Okay. How to lower your premiums. There's ways that you can maneuver yourself right now because it's open enrollment. There's some options on the tables that a lot of people don't know about, that even if you have health insurance, it might be able to lower what you're paying now. How to leverage your plan with others to increase your coverage and lower your cost. We're going to show you how you can form your own group. Maybe you're a self-employed small business person. We've got groups around you. Maybe you're a lawyer, maybe you're a contractor, builder, realtor, you know, whatever, self-employed, or you work in an office of 40 people, whatever the case may be. We can put you in with some of the groups that are around you that you might not even be aware of, that you could join for free, take advantage of their larger health plan, and you know, versus maybe you've got a company of 20 employees or 20 people. You might have a group right next door to you that's got 1,500 people participating in it. Well, that's going to save you money immediately right there by joining their block. We're also going to show you, you know, what you need to understand about the healthcare law and how things are working now to choose the right plan, because a lot of people are choosing health plans based on old information. Healthcare has changed. The laws have changed. The scenario has changed. So the way you posture yourself financially and the way you got to think about these things have got to be different. Otherwise, you're going to be paying way more money and getting way less coverage than what you otherwise could be experiencing. The other thing is, we're going to talk about a little bit about, you know, we're going to get in a little bit of prognostication, if you will, just sort of predicting the future here, which I know is dangerous, but there are some things that you just, it's going to happen. You need to be ready for it. There's some things that are changing with the current healthcare law that you want to be on the right side of it. You want to be riding the wave in the front and not the back end, so that some of the political winds that are moving is going to help you and not hurt you. And so we're going to go over that, how to opt out and avoid these penalties, how to lower your premiums coverage, how to leverage a large group, even if you're not in a large group, even if you're not a large company. We're going to show you how you can do that, how to choose a plan that's right for you, because what you thought might have been a great plan yesterday is not a great plan today because of some of the changes that have happened. And then how the ACA law is going to affect you personally, your business, the economy, and some things that you need to sort of position yourself for. So go to optouthealthplan.com, optouthealthplan.com. It's a webinar that's going to take place this coming Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I promise you, you will not want to miss it. It's going to help you save, protect, and enjoy more of your money. Until next time. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my own. I can't shake this feeling.
You're listening to dsradio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.